What's up, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the Resilient Body Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Arnika, the not-so-typical chiropractor, and today we're talking about why treatment plans are so important, okay? So this conversation is inspired by what we call discovery calls that I've been having with potential patients. Before anyone comes into our office, we like to hop on a discovery call first. It's a free 30-minute discovery call where we like to really discuss what you have going on in your body, what you've been dealing with, and I like to tell you a little bit about our process because it's definitely unique and really figure out if you're a good fit for what we do. Based on some conversations that I've had recently with a couple of potential patients in our discovery calls, some of them we have invited into the office to go to our next step for a free discovery visit to really figure out their root cause and see if we can truly help them. And then some people, we just determined they weren't a good fit for what we do. Now, one of the reasons why, we'll dive into a little bit later, but one of the main themes that I kept coming back through based on all these conversations was that treatment plans are important, and that they are so important. That's why it's the main thing that we do in our office. We're not one-off places. We're not like the typical chiro that allows you just call and drop in when you want. We are really intentional about solving your specific pain or injury, hitting your specific goals, your desires, and making sure you're getting back to all the things you want to do. So today I want to dive a little bit more into why treatment plans are so important. And these are in no particular order, but I have three big things on why I believe in our office, why we do a lot of treatment plans, or what we call plans of care. So let's dive right into it. So the first thing I want to talk about why treatment plans are so important is the accountability, all right? Let's be honest. How many of you download this program, you save this video from YouTube or from Instagram, and you say that you're going to do it, that you're going to add it into your movement routine, but you never do? I'm a person as well. If you could see me behind this microphone, I'm raising my hand. I have so many exercises that I save, or so many things that I save, like, I want to check that out more, or are they going to do that? And very rarely do I go back to my saved videos in Instagram. Accountability is super important, because if you're not holding yourself accountable and you know that maybe you need someone else to hold you accountable, that is where plans come into place. If you know you're not doing the thing that you said you're going to do, and right now you being the person to hold yourself accountable, self-discipline isn't really working because we're not achieving the goal that we want, then that is another reason why treatment plans are so important. In our office, something that I realized is that patients have seen the traditional chiros, right? And they go and see them for however many visits, for fucking ever. But there's no follow-up with certain exercise or movements of what they should be doing on the time off the table. There's no follow-up after they're out of pain. So that leads people to believe that they only need to come in for a session when they're hurting, when something is injured, when they're in a lot of pain, when it spasms up or quote-unquote goes out again. And if we're going to do that, then we're constantly living in this injury or pain cycle, just waiting for it to happen. Then we do whatever quick fix band-aid to get back to what we were doing. And then we just kind of wait for it to go out again, for lack of a better term. This is something that a lot of people say, like, my back goes out or my SI joint goes out. So those are things that we kind of just wait to happen. And then we are more reactive in making sure that, okay, man, now my back is hurt. I spasm up, flare it up. I'm down for a couple of days. Let me call my chiropractor to get me in. That's not something we want to really promote, a resilient spine. So our treatment plans are really important because we're really big on accountability, making sure that you do what you say you're going to do, that you do that we decided that we're going to do together, because this is the best possible steps, the best possible plan to get you back to doing the things that you love. So accountability is a huge part as to why treatment plans are important. Second thing, having a specific plan. having a specific plan that is individualized to you. The reason why our process is the how it is, where we start with our discovery call to get to know you, to see if you are a good fit to come into our office. Then the next step, we go into that 30-minute free discovery visit because we want to take you through a specialized moving assessment. We want to see how everything's moving together, see what that root cause is. And from there, that next step is then coming into for an evaluation and treatment session where you get to experience what a treatment is like before you even dive into a plan of care. We do that so we can be as specific and individualized as possible. We need to understand what's going on in your body. We need to understand what if there's more than just one area that affects you. We need to understand what you think it is. How is it affecting you day to day? Is it keeping you from doing things that you enjoy to do? Are you someone who you're in pain so much that it's just normal to you? Because I hear that a lot. Oh, that's just my normal pain. Pause. I need you to tell me more about that. And what exactly does that mean? Because normal pain should not be a thing. And then also we have those people who just expect it to be this way for the rest of their lives. So like I mentioned earlier, they do more reactive care. Oh, this is hurting now. Let me find someone to massage it out, to adjust it out, and then I'll get back to my daily life until it comes up again. You need to have a specific plan that's geared towards you, what your body needs, specifically what your joints need, your soft tissue needs, and make sure that you can incorporate that realistically into your life. Individualized plans are what get our patients' outcomes. It's what allows this mom of two who's been gritting her teeth every time she rolls over in bed or bends over in her classroom to pick something up off the floor, and she's been doing that for fucking years. Our individualized plan is what allowed her in 4 sessions to be out of pain and running into our office to show me every fucking time that she can bend over and touch her toes without a problem. It's because we figured out exactly what she needed for her body. So we were as specific and individualized as we can be for her. And now she has a plan that she goes and does every day outside the office. So having a specific plan, which we figure out through our process and why it's so individualized, is something that is super important that's going to help you get the best outcome. And that's why treatment plans are important. Imagine if, and I've had this before, so before we started really heavily implementing and making sure that everyone who comes into our office is on a plan of care, I was taking the one-offs. I would have people who were just looking for a quick adjustment, or they just wanted to look for, oh, I was wondering what, you know, a session for you look like. But then they would leave and not come back. And I have no idea what they're doing in the world. Possibly they're somewhere saying that Dr. Arnika didn't help them. But I know that's not true because, one, I didn't get any feedback. And two, you never came back. How can we expect something that has been going on for years to go away after one session? And we're not even sure, quote unquote, if it worked. What was your response? How did you respond to treatment? What happened the next couple of days? Were you able to do the exercises outside of the office? Did those help you? Because now you came back a week later and were able to investigate or reassess and see if that was really great for you. We can't do that if a treatment plan isn't involved, if you're just coming when you're in pain. One of the biggest things that I talk about with patients when they start our plan of care is that first phase is what we call our activation phase. Now, in that phase, we're increasing the range of motion in the areas that we realize were decreased. We're increasing our control and coordination in certain areas and joints. But most importantly, we're decreasing and diminishing your pain. One of the hardest things for you to do is to move in certain ways when you're concerned about how your pain level is going to be or if you're going to experience pain afterwards. So we got to make sure that you start getting rid of that pain in order for us to start moving how we should. Because you're in pain right now, you've been compensating like crazy to accomplish whatever you need. For the mom I was referring to, she was a teacher. She needed to bend over in class. She needed to pick up her freaking kids. She needed to sit down. Like, she needed to do these things, roll over in bed every day, and so she was pushing through them, which is not something we want to do. So we want to make sure that whatever movements, whatever adjustments, whatever soft tissue work, whatever, all of that is included in our treatment. So whatever is a part of your treatment plan is specific and individualized to you because it's going to give you the best outcome possible to not only have you get out of pain, which that's just the beginning, but to have you get back to doing the shit that you want to do and maybe even open up your eyes to things that you used to do, activities that you used to do that you thought that you could never freaking do again. That mom who was just having pain bending over throughout the day is now like, I went to go to a fitness class because I was like, oh man, I feel like I could do it. I feel like I have permission to do it now because I'm not in so much pain. So having an individualized, specific plan, treatment plan for you is another reason why treatment plans are so important. Okay. And the third thing is honestly just having a plan. Okay. You need something to build off of. You need a foundation. It's like, I want to equate, if you're coming in to drop into the chiropractor only when your back, quote unquote, goes out or only when something flares up, right? So this happens. Oh my gosh, it's an emergency. I need to get in right now to help me relieve this so I can get back to doing what I'm doing, right? But you've been constantly living in this. I'm going to use low back pain as an example. You've been constantly living in this low back pain that comes and goes, that you never know when it's going to go out or flare up because you never really got to the root cause of why your low back is even flaring up in the first place. Is it even coming from your low back? Maybe it's coming from your hips. Maybe it's coming from your rib cage. Maybe it's coming from your core. That's a lot more than just your sexy six pack muscles. You know what I'm saying? You'll never truly know without getting a full movement assessment, so not getting assessed laying on the table, but you never truly know without getting a full movement assessment and without developing where your baseline is and then building off of that. That would be equivalent, like I was mentioning earlier, if you were just dropping in for a quick adjustment because that flare up, that would be equivalent to you going to the gym one time, going to work out at that one class and wondering why you didn't lose the couple pounds that you wanted to, you didn't build that cut muscle that you wanted to, or like you just didn't look different in your body after you like looked in the mirror after that one workout. One session, one workout isn't going to change what you're looking for. You need to have a baseline, figure out where you are, be realistic about that baseline, because I've had patients who come into our office who are doing different group fitness classes, who are doing different exercises, who say, yeah, I'm doing yoga or I'm doing core exercises and nothing's really changing. But when I have them demonstrate that in front of me, their form is off, their technique is off, what muscles they're coordinating to do that and use are completely off. And that is what's something that's leading to why they're having these flare-ups and how this pain tends to come and go. So we need to make sure we figure out what your baseline is and start to build a foundation off of there. And the only way to figure that out is for you to have an assessment, for us to figure out what the root cause is, for us to give you some movement, some treatment to see how your body responds to movement. And then based off of that treatment, based off of how you responded to that treatment, then we'll have a better idea of what a treatment plan will look like and what a plan of care will look like. But point blank period, a treatment plan is necessary. You can't fix something in one session. You can't fix something, especially if you're not going to do something outside of the office. I have patients who either A, they're looking for more exercises, they're looking for more movements to add into their life because they know that movement is essential for them to get back to doing the activities that they love. Then I have some people that are just not going to do the exercises out of the office. They're just not going to do it. So once I figure out why that is it something because of time? Do we need to change equipment? Is it because we need to be realistic? Some of them just don't have the discipline, the accountability, and that's something that they're looking to us for guidance to come into the office, to go through their exercises, and to make sure they were going through them efficiently with the right form, technique, and correct muscle coordination. So treatment plans are super important to make sure that you're actually solving your problem long term. And that's what we're interested in doing here at Resilient Spine. It's not to just get you out of pain temporarily, to just hit this band-aid so that you can get to your next thing. It's for you to actually figure out what's going on in your body and to solve it for the long term. That's the only way that you're going to get back to doing the shit that you love and maybe get back to doing things that you didn't think that you could. All right. You just kind of gave up on them or just avoided them altogether because of what you're experiencing in your body. And you don't have to do that. So just to give a recap, three main, I guess, reasons why treatment plans are so important is because they give you accountability, is because they're specific and individualized to you, and because it is a plan that incorporates your entire body, starting from where your baseline is, giving you a foundation for us to build upon. That's the only way that you're going to get the outcome that you're looking for. And hopefully that outcome goes deeper than just getting out of pain, because that is a superficial reason. But once we get you out of pain, then what's next? If I could snap my fingers and get you out of pain today, what would you be doing? I want you to really think about that, because that and you deciding on what we call ourselves a rehab chiropractor or a not so typical chiropractor for your care may be the kind of missing link, the deciding factor on why you continue to do drop-ins or, you know, drop it into that massage therapist or traditional chiropractor when you have a flare-up, and that how they're allowing you to kind of dictate your own care and not really have a plan for you. There's no end goal. And that's something I hear about a lot. There's no end goal to how long you think this is going to take. What are you going to be doing in between those sessions? And those things that we go over in great detail in our process. So I hope that you took something today from this episode, and I hope you found it super valuable. I hope that you learn more about why treatment plans or plans of care are essential and why we have to have a plan. All right. We need to create some type of habit, some type of change in our body. And just to create physical change, it's going to take at least 4 to 6 weeks. So we can't think that if I'm coming in with this crazy knot and then I have something that radiates down into my hand, then my low back also hurts, that sometimes shoots down my leg. And also, yeah, that's been coming and going for about 2 or 3 years. But if you could just give me this quick adjustment, yeah, you know, that's helped me in the past. Has it though? Has it? Because it seems like it hasn't. Because if it did, you wouldn't be in our office. You wouldn't be reaching out to us to figure out what you can do about all these things that you have going on, because someone didn't give you a proper treatment plan. Point blank period. Point blank period. As always, my goal is to help you move better, feel better, and be resilient. I'll holler at y'all on the next episode.